In less than a month, South Sudan will become the world's newest nation. The people of Southern Sudan voted this year to secede from the North. It was hoped the transition would be smooth, but fighting has broken out in a central region that has oil. The United Nations reports that 60,000 people have fled their homes. Others report dozens of people have been killed. This violence prompted President Obama to warn the leaders of Sudan to choose peace or take the consequences, NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
President Obama made his comments in an audio message broadcast on Voice of America.
Today, I want to speak directly to Sudanese leaders. You must know that if you fulfill your obligations and choose peace, the United States will take the steps we have pledged towards normal relations. However, those who flout their international obligations will face more pressure and isolation, and they will be held accountable for their actions.
Mr. Obama singled out Sudan's north as a primary aggressor in the conflict and demanded a ceasefire.
The government of Sudan must prevent a further escalation of this crisis by ceasing its military actions immediately, including aerial bombardments, forced displacements, and campaigns of intimidation.
President Omar Hassan al-Bashir's northern-based government denies it is responsible for the eruption of violence and blames armed allies of the southern leadership. Tension has been high since January, when South Sudan voted to secede from the North, taking with it much of the nation's oil capacity once it gains independence. The current fighting is concentrated in the southern Kordofan region, the North's only remaining oil-producing state, which is home to many people who are sympathetic to the South. Clashes have been especially intense around the state capital Kadugli and in the Nuba Mountains. Mart Rutgers is the head of the UN office in Kadugli.
There has been sustained aerial bombardment of the hillsides and mountains around Kadugli. We have seen Antonovs and we have seen jet fighters. And there has been artillery firing, heavy machine gun, small arms fire, RPGs. The whole plethora of weapons have come to the fore.
Fatoumata Le Jeune Kaba, the Africa spokeswoman for the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, says relief workers are being prevented access to victims of the conflict.
Whether it's by road or by air, the security situation is very difficult and hampers movement because of the fighting, because of roadblocks set up by militiamen who are armed. And we are doing our best to be there for the people who need it. And when I'm saying we, I'm talking about UNHCR and all the other humanitarian agencies that are trying their best, despite all the adversity, to help people in need.
In 2005, U.S. mediators helped broker a peaceful end to the 20-year civil war in Sudan, Africa's longest ever. The White House and many, many others hope the latest troubles do not herald a return to conflict. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.